Tarpeia by Samantha Smith. Under rule of Romulus, son of Mars, did the men of Rome steal Sabine women for wives. How close Rome did come to fall when Tarpeia, the traitor, betrayed their lives. Tatius, the king of the Sabines, swore to rescue his subjects, and stealthily his troops crept towards the citadel's gateway, where the honorable Spurius Tarpeius held guard, a father whom Tarpeia, the traitor, did not obey. Outside the city's gate on Capitoline Hill, the public well did wait for Tarpeia to venture through the entryway. She lingered at the well, talking with the Sabine men, admiring their precious jewels shimmering in the day. The gold and silver bracelets the Sabine men wore on their left arms mesmerized the
ravishingly greedy girl. Just as Icarus's defiance led to his death, so would Tarpeia's treason as her plan did unfurl. In exchange for what the Sabine wore on their left arms were some sparkly trinkets from the opposing state. She did sacrifice the safety of her home, her country, her Rome, by opening the mighty citadel's gate. But the crafty Sabine king and troops double-crossed the traitor, bearing brass shields in their left arms instead of the promised prize. They threw them down upon her, crushing her to death, a just reward for her ruthless, traitorous lies. Her infamous deceit was immortalized on a rock that holds her name, where traitors were flung down from Capitoline Hill, where trickery led Tarpeia, the traitor, to fame.